Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, Ed. Welcome to the full... No, that's the wrong podcast. What's it called? Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show. There we go. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do the news and nerd talk and make TIE fighter noises all the time, and that's fun. About to beat off there. Okay. Well, hey. Whoa. You heard that wrong. Oh boy, let's stick to silly jokes. I'm officially nervous now about having the full 90 extra time postseason podcast party on Saturday. The stakes have raised. We are headed to Pioneer Square a couple hours early to set up, we'll call it. I'm looking forward to a great hangout with my buddy Brandon. He's the best. And then everyone else that comes out, that'll be fun too. I talked to Brandon, you know, online all the time to make this podcast happen. Not this one, but the full 90 extra time. So to be able to hang out in person. And if you're not a fan of that podcast, you don't know about the Sounders or whatever, you still want to get a beer, come on down. Just drink responsibly, okay? Drive safely. Like, don't drink and drive is the message, I think, that you say. Okay, all right. The internet is being dominated by all the talk of the impeachment. It's the impeachment hearings. Are they going to impeach him? Okay, fine. It's like serious stuff. It's way over my head, and it feels like a lot of politics. I get it. But to the dude in my high school Facebook group for alumni of all ages that's hosting a watch party of an ultra-conservative feed on the takes on that, it feels very inappropriate. But I don't know how to respond to it. I don't know how you're supposed to handle that. Am I supposed to get on there and comment and be like, yo, dog, this feels inappropriate? Turns out if you just block the person or hide them or whatever, that works. But it feels kind of like a cop-out in this day and age. Like, I'm not taking responsibility. But also, who are the people that get into arguments with strangers on the internet based on opinions? Is what he did okay? It seems very, like, it's an alumni page. It's not a political discourse area. I feel so badly for everyone that's caught up in politics because of a Facebook feed. It sucks. It used to be that, like, there was a lot of uninformed people and you had to reach them with television ads, but now there's like a 24/7 stream of garbage right into your heads. Our heads. I'm not immune to it either. My God. It just sucks that's where we're at. It sucks how we struggle so much to, like, figure out how to get this done and everything. And that we don't know how to share, and that we don't know how to take care of one another, we don't fight for equality, and I'm being very general about this. Some of us are doing these things, I get it. But just in general, we're here like fighting like, there shouldn't be capitalism, there shouldn't be socialism, there shouldn't be gigantism, kill the giants, oh no! No, don't do that. My point is, it's just like crazy that the amplification we get through social media, because now we can put our opinions somewhere and strangers can get involved. You can put it on a news story, then start a fight that's 35 comments long. It's maddening to me. I can't believe we do that. We should ban all comment sections unless they're in like a public forum. And by public, I mean like where anyone has access. I guess anyone probably has access to Facebook these days, but like that's somewhere where they're profiting off of us being divisive with one another. The thing that always sets into me is as we fight for things like whatever we think is the thing we should be doing, small government or like equal rights for everyone or whatever your cause is, more rhinoceroses, whatever your take is, it's crazy that we fight so hard for that. And it's a great sign of how well we're doing because just like a couple hundred years ago, there wasn't plumbing. That means you literally pooped in a pot and poured it out like your window. So everywhere you'd walk just kind of smelled like crap. You talk about not wanting to live in the city. Oh boy. That wasn't long ago. Then you just go back a few more generations and then a few more beyond that. And like 1,000 years ago, there was still a prevalence of like bands of nomadic humans that would go around raping and killing. No one was like, hey, how many women you got in that group there, huh? Are they representative of all the different cultures on the planet? This is a luxury that we have now, that we get to worry about that stuff. And we're so divided over it and so unaware of the fact that we have it so good. Because you just grow accustomed to things. You just grow accustomed to how easy it is. There's not even dinosaurs trying to eat us anymore. Well, I might have my science a little bit off there. Yeah, you get people that are like, screw Seattle, they're taking all our money from our taxes. Rabble. Yeah, that actually doesn't work out so well. The money is kind of being generated here.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
King County is keeping the state moving, according to the nerds that do the financial reports from whatever agency handles that. Billions go out, and the number one county that needs the money? Pierce County, really? Probably the highest population number, but I'm surprised. Also, when no one can afford to live in Seattle, where do they go? Pierce and Snohomish counties, okay. Seems like it's some grounds for rivalry, though. I wish Tacoma would have their own NFL team. Can you imagine what that would be like? For everyone living outside of Seattle, hang in there. You're only weeks away from a statewide minimum wage increase to $13.50 an hour. Everyone else should be ready for a cost of everything increase that will pay for this wage bump.
That's not how it works, he yells into the radio at the man who made the joke.
You just got news.
I'm not going to get into the nuance of where the money comes from to pay for the minimum wage and how it's a trick to get you to vote. Hopefully it has positive effects for people because, well, I will get into it a little bit because the cost of living has grown way faster than the minimum wage. So we're not like keeping up with what it takes and we're allowing the cost of living to go up so high. And I don't know what causes that specifically, probably the cost of housing. Anyway, boo. Podcast party Saturday, you coming? Okay, just got to keep hammering that home. It's cool to think about how all these different cultures once existed on this planet and how some of them are just gone. Like South American cultures just like disappeared. I want to know what's up with Machu Picchu. I want to go to Machu Picchu. Go and hike up into the whatever mountains those are. I can't remember now. See that town that exists way up that's like impossible to get to if you like didn't have... Well, it would seem that way for us. Back to that thing I was talking about where we got it so good now. Where I'm like, you know what I mean? You don't have air conditioning. Ah! I like hearing people talk about these ancient cultures and kind of what went on and like start dreaming about how just because they didn't have Nintendo Switch or like an iPhone doesn't mean that their lives were necessarily worse than ours. And we have so little record of what they were doing that there's a chance that they could have lived a better quality of life with less stuff. But then also, like, weird stuff happened when people died.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Here's some super creepy news. A team of archaeologists dug up some human infant skeletons that were found wearing helmets made from the skulls of other children. Yo, Ecuador, your ancestors are bananas! Or do they eat plantains there? Huh. Whoa, there's a couple QFC locations on the east side that are growing their own produce right there in the store. Purple glowing indoor vertical UV light boxes are giving life to kale, lettuce, and even terrible cilantro. Just growing right there amongst the other veggies. How cool. Let's hope that the meat section starts growing their own steaks. Ooh, the bratwurst tree is almost ripe. And finally, math. Anxiety is a debilitating condition where mathematics makes some people unable to face certain realities in life for fear of getting the math wrong. Yeah, it's called high school and 90% of us still experience it. Like when you're supposed to tip, $5, 10 to be safe. I have no idea what I'm doing. Yo, 10% of the bill times 2, dog. Yeah, it's more math.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
I like this as a forum to be able to get a little bit weirder and darker and think about things from time to time. I also just like making fart jokes. Watching the guy, there's a video I posted on our Twitter at 1077 The End where a guy gets hold of the intercom for the Orlando airport and he rips the biggest fart and I can't stop laughing about it. that even? Oh, it's the end of the show show. How does that happen?
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.